Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue in the ninth parak of Maseches Bava Kamma. We are up to Parak Tes Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, Gozel Behim of Vihiskina. If you stole an animal and then it became old and feeble, Avadim Vihiskinu, or Avadim, and they became old and feeble, Mishalim Kshasek Zeli, you pay what they were worth at the time that you stole them, even though they've gone down in value ever since then. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ba Avadim, Omer Lo HaRechel Chol Fenecha. When it comes to an Eved, you could say, no, take your Eved back, as is. So even though he went down in value, when he's more feeble right now, you could just give back the Eved as he is. Gozel matpei avinistak, if he stole a coin and now it became cracked, peros v'irkivor, fruits that have become rotten, yayin v'hichmetz, or wine that has become vinegar, soured, mishalim k'shasak zeli, pay what is worth at the time that you stole, even though it's gone down in value. Matpei avinifsal, if you stole a coin and it became no longer viable currency, truma v'nitmes, he stole truma and it had become tame, so it's now usher to eat. Chametz v'aver lav Pesach, he stole chametz, and now Pesach has passed, and it was under Jewish ownership during Pesach, so it's now usher to use. Behem of nevda ba'avera, you stole an animal, and the animal had an avera that was done with it, which makes it possible to use for a korban, meaning someone was ovid as a vodazar, which would make it possible to be used on the mizbeach. Oh, shouldn't have mel gabe mizbech, or it otherwise became possible to be used on the mizbech because of a mum or something like that. Oh, sheyotzis sakel, or the animal was had to be stoned because it killed somebody. So amelo harishal chalafenecha. In those cases, that's what we call a hezek sheino nicker. It is not a recognizable damage, and therefore you could say harishal chalafenecha. Here, take back your animal as is. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, nasan uman in lasakim the kilkelu. If someone gave wood to an uman to improve it and to make it into a kli, and they made it into a kli, but they ruined it, chayav and l'shalim, they have to pay for the value of the kli rather than the value of the wood that they were given, because they were mazik the kli itself. Now, I might have thought that you would pay for the wood, because that's all he gave you, but since we assume uman kona b'shvach kli, that as you're working on it, we ain't uman kona b'shvach kli, whatever you're working on becomes the rightful possession of the owner, of the guy who gave you this stuff. So therefore, when you ruined it, you ruined his kli, not your kli. If you give a carpenter some sort of box or a closet to fix the kilkel and he ruins it, he has to pay the value of that item because he damaged that item. If a builder accepts the responsibility to destroy a wall, and he broke the stones of the wall, or he caused damage with those stones of the wall, chayiv l'shalim, he has to pay for the damage to the stones, or the damage that was caused by the stones. When he said he would take down the wall, he was supposed to do it very carefully, and in a way that those stones are going to be able to be used in future construction projects. So by ruining them, he damaged them, he has to pay for them. If he was taken down the wall on one side and it fell down on the other side, because it just became structurally unstable, so pater, he's pater, because he wasn't supposed to realize what was going on the other side of the wall. But if as he's striking it with a hammer or something, the other side comes down, then chayiv, then it's considered a very direct form of damage, and he's in fact going to be chayiv. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis we had said that if you steal something and it goes down in value, so if it's a behema or an eved, you pay what it was worth at the time that you stole it. But Rav Meir thinks that by an Eved you could just say Hareishal Chalavanecha. If you stole a coin and it got cracked, peros that became rotten, wine that turned to sour, you always pay Kshasak Zela. But if it was a Hezek She'eno Nikr, then you could say Hareishal Chalavanecha, meaning if it was a Shar that became a Shar Aniskal, a Behema that was worshipped as a Vodazara, Chamech Avalav Pesach, those kinds of things, where physically it's exactly the same thing, then you could say Hareishal Chalavanecha. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if you give your item into a craftsman to fix, and he ruins it, he has to pay the value of the of the kli, not the value of the raw materials that you had given him to create the kli. If you give a box or a closet to him, he has to pay for the damage of the box or the closet if he ruins it. If you hire a builder to take down a wall and he ruins all of the stones, he didn't take it down carefully, he's got to pay for those stones. If he was taking down the wall on one side and it did damage on the other side of the wall, so you can be potter. But if it's machma samaka, that as a direct result of you striking, it came down on the other side, then you are going to be chayiv. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet.